That's all I ever get on Snapchat.
Just dicks.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you look like a salmon.
A salmon! Right.
Ready?
Hello, I'm Bunty Bridgewater, and you're listening to an episode of Podativity.
Clayton Reed, Stuart Laws.
Hello.
Oh, you got a double barrel name? Clayton Reed?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Snice. Yep.
Snice.
I can join the Tory party now, like you.
Yep.
You
come join
Tory.
Us. For a better Britain. I made that caption up. How are you, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
You're looking very sharp today.
Cheers, man.
Chiseled.
Very, very chiseled. I look ridiculous.
I had my hair cut by my girlfriend who never cut hair before.
Really? She's done a really good job.
Oh, well, I will make her listen to this.
Yeah, and actually, it's really nice. I prefer you with short hair and a beard.
Thanks. I mean, I've had a beard ever since you've known me.
Yeah, but the short hair accentuates the beard more, you see.
Because they look more the same length.
Exactly, it blends in.
Yeah.
It's not like
it's a hot blend.
You've got a long hair and a short beard. You've just now all short.
Yeah, I'm all short.
It's good. It's good. I like it.
I'm having a biscuit.
You should see what I did down below.
All short.
Yeah. All short.
Finally got rid of all that foot hair.
And all the... foot dreads.
Yeah, foot dreads.
That's swimming about in his shoes.
Disgusting.
Cornrows. Cornrows on my feet.
On your feet.
On your corns.
Tiny little farmers working those cornrows.
Tiny farmers.
Yeah.
What is your parentage, Max?
What, you asked that before. What does that mean again?
It means what is the age of your parents? Your parentage.
No, it doesn't, does it? What is your parentage?
What is your,
what is your parentage?
Does that mean like...
What is your parentage?
I don't know what that means.
Age.
What is your parentage?
Age.
Okay, you're just going to answer that. Age. I think they're 57.
What is your parentage?
Right, the 57.
What is their maiden names?
Is maiden name... What's that?
And what is the name of their first pet? And what is their sort code? Just a few things.
Is this a criteria for
just building up a picture?
A picture
yeah.
From their sort code.
Yeah. I'm seeing a human.
Yeah.
With hair.
Mm-hmm.
Squat.
Squat?
Yeah. Live in a squat?
Nope, don't live
okay.
in a squat.
Probably need the account number as well.
Squat and squalor is where you live.
Snot and squalor.
Okay, as the guest on Podativity, my understanding of the show is that it's all about trying to get Max to be positive. And I remember the end of last season, we had quite a big heart-to-heart and really talked to him and really drilled into the heart of why Max is such a negative person, what he could perhaps do to make himself happier and more positive. How has it been going?
Quite good, actually. Yeah.
Why are you more positive?
I don't know, really. I don't know. I still have
material things?
No.
You're earning a bit more quiche these days, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Okay,
a bit more flirtatious.
Yeah. It's...
Well, it works at home. Doesn't have to take it anyway.
I am, actually.
Yeah.
I tell you what made me feel really positive, but slightly negative.
Melancholic.
Yeah.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Absolutely. I'm guessing you probably saw one of my...
One of your excellent tweets.
One of my brilliant tweets. I thought it was a fantastic film. What are you doing?
What?
For the readers out there, this is gold dust. We need a webcam in here. That's ridiculous. Just keep, please keep it like that. He's got a... Well, I think you can tell everyone what you've done.
I don't know.
Well, it's obvious because you get a boner.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you mean. Oh.
Oh, that little pinky.
I
went to go see Secret Life of Walter Mitty, and I thought it was a really brilliant film, and I just thought it's just a nice feel-good film. There's nothing about it that's trying to break boundaries or mm-hmm. anything like that. It's just a feel-good film about, you know, we all get very sort of sucked into our everyday life in our environment, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but sometimes actually... going beyond your comfort zone can do wonders.
Yeah, and it does. And are you suggesting that has to be travelling to beautiful places, or can our comfort zone
it doesn't
entrap us, not just geographically, but maybe mentally?
Absolutely, but I think in order to mentally open yourself up. You need to experience things that you have. You maybe need to see things because it's all in, you know, it's all visual, smell, hearing, all that kind of stuff. And I think by opening all those things up, you need to go to some places that you wouldn't think to go.
And listen
otherwise.
To a cool indie soundtrack.
Absolutely.
Maybe even places in your mind. Doesn't have to be the physicality of the place.
No, but I think...
It's taking a leap of faith.
But by thinking in your mind, you already are perceiving something that is your environment is telling you, if that makes sense.
Your perception is from a trapped place.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
So untrap yourself.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage.
Absolutely. And okay. I just thought it was a very... You know, I think
it.
It's.
I thought it was really good as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be rubbish from seeing the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the film and thought it was good. And I thought Ben Stiller was excellent.
I thought it was fantastic in it. I think for somebody to. I hadn't actually originally realised that he had directed it and written it for screen.
He didn't write it.
No, so that's what I mean, like, wrote it for screen, because obviously originally it's a very, very short.
There's another writer.
Oh, okay. Well, it was him and somebody else. So technically, writer, director. Actor, I thought that's all very impressive. You've
become incredibly profound during the last few minutes, but still do not know the word Catholicism. Don't know where he gets off. Is it words? Do words cause you trouble and pain, strife?
Yeah.
Why?
Why can I hear something?
You can hear Isla next door watching the Human Resource.
No, I can.
Your sitcom.
There's something making noise like behind the sofa.
Watching it on the internet.
No.
Okay, so Isla's not. Isla's in the stream.
Max Sadie is in a sitcom for the listeners, readers,
you
viewers.
Should tell people about that, Max.
Yeah.
We made it about him. It was back in his fatter days, so he doesn't like to tell
fatter days?
The public.
He's had no hair.
He was very fat when he was in it, so he doesn't like to tell the public. But he is in it. He is amazing in it. He is an actor. He is a genius.
Fat what?
But now he's fat. He's thin now.
What was the experience like, Max, acting? Because that's you pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. That is experiencing new
things.
Yeah,
but to be fair to him, it was before he saw The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, so he wouldn't like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Whereas now, you should see what he's done since he saw that film.
I'm a new man.
What have you done since?
I'm getting up early. No, I'm joking. I don't know what. Nothing.
Where's your next holiday?
I don't know. Oh, actually, I'm going away in March.
Where are you going?
Las
Vegas.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Was that actually a guess? Or you knew, didn't you?
I feel like I did know, but at the same time, I don't actually remember you saying that. So
we had a conversation about it.
We
I
did?
Remember now, yeah.
What are you going to do at Las Vegas?
See shows.
Lash Vegas, more like
Lash Vegas. All that sort of stuff. Whatever you can
you
do
staying?
In Las Vegas. The Bellagio.
Oh, hello.
Oh, the Bellagio.
Very excited, yeah.
Very nice. What's your game? What do you play?
I'm not good at car games and,
would you like
that sort of stuff.
To have a briefing session with me.
Should we play now?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Play now on the podcast.
No, because for the readers it's boring.
Sorry.
Okay, Max. There's no three matter. Games that I'd suggest you play.
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Is that 21?
Roulette. Poker.
Blackjack. I can't play poker because
poker's
play
poker.
Too confusing.
You're going to come by mine. We're going to have a poker game.
Yeah.
I'm going to train you up. Right?
What shows are you going to go and see?
I don't know. You were going to tell me about something.
Was I?
Blue Man Group. You're going to go and see the
Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group.
On there.
They were.
Yeah, they'll still be on there, I'm sure.
4 years ago.
I'm sure they will
be. Still be on there. They're always on there.
Is The Lion King?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears?
Britney Spears.
She got a local residency now at the hotel reception.
She has. Do you not know about that?
Rubbish.
She's got a residency at Vegas, she is.
Careers.
Ed's going to see
what's
her.
Happened to her career?
That's a good career move.
Is it? Well, no, yeah.
You mean
no,
you've got a gig every night for the foreseeable
that's
future.
That's true, but you would have thought that.
And it's $500 a ticket.
Jesus.
You take so much quiche home.
I guess so.
That's how they got the name
interested.
Quiche Lorraine.
Yeah,
Quiche Lorraine.
Because Lorraine Kelly put on a show in Vegas.
Yeah. I don't know who Lorraine Kelly is.
Well. She's on that morning show.
Oh.
GMTV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She used to have
a live
Vegas
show
residency.
In Vegas where she
what
showed
she
about to play poker.
No.
But it was like a big thing. There was
she allowed
stars,
to do that?
There was cabaret.
Yeah. Song and dance numbers.
Yeah.
Most. Song and dance. So it's basically like a very
poker the
boring, dry, here's how you play poker, let's gloss
no,
it up
it's
with some
poker
dancing.
The musical with Lorraine Kelly.
Poker the musical. That's even worse.
Lorraine Kelly.
Poker the musical.
It's like not. It's not a straightforward musical. Like there were songs about poker, but then dance stuff, and she would. It would be. Like, you wouldn't go away from it as an expert in poker, but you'd go away sort of knowing the basics.
Okay.
So it's like Texas Hold'em, you got, you know, you got five community cards.
Okay.
And then you've got your two pocket...
It sounds
cards.
Very boring. This I don't think I'd pay...
Well, he's not singing and dancing, yeah. But imagine Lorraine Kelly up there.
I don't think that would sell it to me.
Well, it didn't last very long. It was one of Bally's lesser...
Yeah.
Is this you talking weirdly? Is this Bally or
Bally's
is this Barry?
Is one of the casinos.
It's one of the casinos.
Okay. So Bally.
Opposite Bellagio, actually.
Oh, is it? Yeah. And you said that all the casinos all kind of snake tunnel into
many
each
of,
other.
Many
so
of
you
them
don't
do,
really
yeah.
have to go outside.
Many of them do. Keeps you spending.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'd recommend you play roulette. Roulette is a completely mm-hmm. random game. There's no
That's
way
luck,
of putting, you know, skill into it. So it's fun when you win, but if you don't win, you go, well... That's it.
Go and see Penn and Teller as well.
Penn and Teller, what's that?
It's a good show.
Penn and Teller?
Yeah. Magicians.
Oh, I think you did tell me about that, actually.
Yeah, it's well
I think
good.
You did.
Yeah, Penn and Teller, amazing.
Yeah?
Penn and Teller.
Hasn't,
Penn and Teller.
What's the, what's the, you know, original really famous...
Siegfried and Roy.
Magician.
Siegfried and Roy.
No.
David Copperfield.
Yeah, hasn't he? He's got a local red. He does a show there.
Not anymore, because...
Oh, really?
One of the shows where he did a disappearing trick, it worked.
Yeah.
He's gone missing.
That's real rubbish. Magic.
He can't even find himself.
Yeah.
What?
He's actually travelled to Greenland and Iceland to try and find himself.
Yeah, but only Mum's gone to Iceland.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Do you think that's acceptable?
Ooh, I don't know.
To have that as a phrase in 2014, as an advertising
mums,
phrase?
Only Mum's go to
Not
Iceland.
Not only, but
that's
Mum's
true,
gone
actually.
To Iceland. Do you think that's okay?
That is true. But I'm sure they're... Department of whatever would have a possibly valid response to that.
The Department of Erections.
Yeah.
But their response would be similar
to
yours, though. The department would be similar to yours, their response. Their response would be, well, in my short-sighted view, all of the drivers were women.
But they all were
so
women.
So they
it's
will say,
fact.
Well, according to our market research, most people, Al, that enter Iceland are mums. So it's valid. It's fact. That's what they would say. Do you think that's right?
I think we should stop being so uptight about it.
Not uptight about
it. I couldn't give a shit. I'd say, yeah.
You're a man.
If statistics show that more women shop, why not target more women? It's like saying, are you being racist by targeting a Facebook advert to under 25... men who are into this or into that.
It's that's not almost, a race, just to point out to the
it's
readers.
It's marketing, and it's targeted marketing. That's what you can argue. And I know I'm onto such a shit-hot point here.
Are you?
I am.
Are you?
Facebook advertising is aimed at individuals based on your browsing history.
Which is why I'm
like
saying if,
like
statistically,
that.
Most of the shoppers that shopped in Iceland were women.
Mums, specifically.
Were mums.
Yeah.
What's the argument?
What does it do to advertise to them that other mums are going to be there?
What do you mean, sorry? Say
why
again.
Is that, why does that make the advert valid?
Because it's going to appeal to a wide... Because it's so specific in that way that people, mums might go, okay.
Or people who
like
to meet a hot mumma.
Maybe.
There we
but
go.
It's up to you to take it on your on yourself. If you're actually really thinking about going to Iceland to go and pick up a hot mum... That's your problem.
I think they only sell frozen things.
That's your problem, not mine.
That is, yeah.
People can't be held
moms.
Responsible for other people's actions when it comes to things like that. People are grown up enough to know what's right and what's wrong and what's weird.
You're not.
I'm just saying that your argument was that is that acceptable that slogan? And I said, well,
do you think men
you know,
and women
two sides
in our society
to,
in 2014? Are equal.
Say again, sorry?
Do you think men and women today
yeah.
in English British society are equal
no.
players? Okay.
As you admitted yourself earlier.
No.
Sadly, they're not. They're
like
not.
I know they're not.
Okay.
Sadly, they're not.
Yeah, yeah sadly, they're
You're
not.
Right.
They
right.
should be.
So,
like a lot of things. Like
so,
a lot of things. White and black people should be the same. Should be
on.
Treated the same.
There's white
but
and black
not.
People out there. Like zebras.
They're called mixed race.
So that's life. That's
zebras
the way it is.
Zebras are mixed race. So is my cat. She's got black and white all over.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying...
So the implication that they're putting out to a national audience with those adverts, whether or not they're
yeah.
still going, is that women do the shopping, right?
Yeah.
Women do the shopping. They go out and do the food shopping.
Mm-hmm. I wish that's they not, fucking would.
That's not for the men to do, because men are out there.
No, it's, but you're missing the point.
Subtle implications.
No, you're
men
missing
are out
the point.
There earning the money. What's women, the mums go out and do the shopping because they've got nothing better to do.
No, I think you're what you're doing is you're looking into it and you're saying that means this, it means this and that and that. It's not fair on these people. It is a harmless slogan.
It's not harmless.
Well, people should take it on them. Like, if people are offended by it, so
it's
be it.
It's not being offended by it. It's not
so what
being
is it?
Offended.
What is it?
It's backward.
What do you mean it's backward?
That thing that I just said, you remember that?
Yeah, but you're either offended by it. You're
no,
either,
not offended by it.
It either affects you.
I think
you.
People who get offended
yeah.
by things in general,
yeah.
when people go, I'm offended, that is one of the stupidest things I've heard as well. Like, that is, that's mad.
But that's
when
my...
people go, oh, I'm offended, why'd you put that show on a telly? I'm offended, blah, blah, blah. They're fucking idiots
yeah.
too. I'm just saying, that's not what it's about. Mm. It's about, is that message
mm-hmm.
really acceptable? It's not about being offended.
I don't think whether it's acceptable or not. I don't, why...
It's not acceptable.
I think the argument is, I don't know, I mean, I'm not... I don't know.
Is it not worrying to you that perhaps it wasn't intended, and so the person who came up with it and the team who all approved it and mm-hmm. everything like that didn't even think, hang on, this could imply that that's what the women do. And that is a deeper sort of level of sort of, you know, it's not, you know, a really dangerous thing in terms of like, oh, it can cause mm-hmm. major big issues, but it's
ingrained.
An underlying problem of our society that's the way society is seen, and people don't even contemplate that it's a problem. In the same way, in your tweets where you said women drivers, you pointed it out, but it wasn't. It just happened that those drivers were women.
Yeah.
They were just people who did it. And that's the problem with sexism, that racism doesn't have so much these days, because everyone it's been through that sort of the civil rights movement
yeah.
and everything, and people are now hyper aware not to be racist, so much so that people go to ludicrous extremes the other way.
Mm.
And that's what needs to happen perhaps with sexism, that people go, oh yeah, it's not all right. Essentially, men and women are exactly the same. We've got to share this bloody tiny planet and stop being so rude to each other and putting each other into little boxes.
Yeah. Well, of course, yeah. In a perfect world, absolutely. Yeah, in a perfect world, there wouldn't be AIDS and starving people.
Okay,
because that's the black and
that's
white...
That's a non sequitur.
...of this whole thing. It's just... It's
AIDS.
The way it is. It's the way it is.
No, it's not. No,
that's the way it is.
As you said, 10 years ago, maybe it wasn't
Bruce
the same
Hornsby,
thing,
for God's
yeah.
sakes.
Right? And 20 years ago, AIDS was a death sentence. Now you will live an entire life without dying from it, right? And you can die of old age now mm-hmm. with AIDS, whereas you couldn't 20 years ago. So things do change. And 10 years ago, you're saying our society has changed since then in terms of sexism and things like that. So this is something worth focusing on, because perhaps in 10 years' time, we won't be having to have these debates.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
You know,
I'm just saying
there's
yeah.
a traditional view that men are better at math than women.
I didn't know that.
That's a traditionally held view, that men in general are better at things like that,
mm-hmm.
and women are better at sort of more, you know, touchy-feely things mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
They haven't met me and Max. The traditionals.
The traditionals.
If, in psychological testing, if women are aware of that gender difference before they do a maths test, they're told... It's to be expected that men will do better in this.
Okay.
In general, men will do better mm-hmm. at the tests. If they're told beforehand that the test is gender neutral, that men and women do equally as well as each other, men and women do equally as well as mm-hmm. each other. And so there's a huge cultural effect that's given to the difference between men and women. And actually, if you remove those cultural biases, men and women are not different at all. We have the same brains, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, that cultural effect on that small minor scale
mm-hmm.
spreads to the entire education system. Because think how many times young, impressionable minds are told things like that, or it's leaked into them, mm. things like that. The fact that at secondary school, a lot of them go to single-sex education schools, it is a message that there's a reason they should be separate. And yeah, then those people go into the workplace.
Sure.
Boys play with cars and trucks. They're given cars and trucks as kids. Mm. And girls are given dolls and pink dresses. And
Oh, it's miserable, isn't it? This is the trouble, Max. It's miserable. We're trying to be positive here.
I
think the biggest problem with your tweet, though, which we still haven't gotten to,
is
despite all the inherent sexism with it, just getting
it
over that.
It was used for comical effect.
It wasn't funny. But the point is...
Yeah, but...
No, no.
That's the point.
We're moving on from the context of that.
The point is...
You haven't got a sense of irony around it because you actually do mean it, and therefore there is no comical effect.
Yeah. The comical effect was ruined when you replied to him and said, but they were women!
But they were women. I stand by that argument.
That may be. But here's the biggest problem, which I was trying to get last time. Yeah. This whole series is going to be just talking about this one tweet. Right. Last time is... You were judge and jury in that.
Yep.
You reckon they were bad drivers.
Yeah.
You based it on their gender, and that is it. That doesn't mean they were bad drivers.
Yeah. Maybe in your eyes, in my eyes, they were bad drivers.
But you said it was a fact. You said it was a fact that they were bad drivers.
Yeah, they were. Bad drivers.
It's not a fact.
You do your driving test, you're told, this is bad driving, this is good driving. They were driving bad. It's as simple as that. Why are we nitpicking at the little fibres in this argument?
Because
you don't understand why the fibres are
bigger. The decision that they were bad was yours and yours alone.
Due to what I've been taught as to what's good driving and what's bad driving,
then
I felt like
you
I could judge
a terrible driver.
But why am
Do you
I?
Have
why am I?
Hang on, everything you were taught.
Why am I being criticised for my judgment?
Because
who cares?
Because have you seen your face? You look like an imbecilic
See,
monkey.
That is the response of somebody that has nothing to come back to.
Yes, it is. You know,
I'm so right.
But what are you right about?
I'm aware of what I said and that, yes, it was sexist. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that, you know, who cares?
Yes! You're a fucking genius.
I don't care. Everyone else loved it on Twitter, so
The biggest problem. But no one asks this. No one mentions this stuff. Thoughts? Oh, man. It gets really quite...
Intense
when it's Tuesday guests,
but it's good. It's good. It's healthy. Very healthy.
Very healthy.
Very healthy. I mean, I'm feeling more positive.
Very healthy. You are thinking. I think there's been a sea change generally.
A sea change.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
The seas have changed.
It's based on the time. It's a Greek myth of when the Med was drained and then refilled, and that's when Atlantis was lost.
Okay.
Do you know Atlantis, the lost city?
No.
Lost city of Atlantis that apparently disappeared under the waves.
Yeah, it's not real.
That's
is
what
it?
We're talking about.
Yeah, I told you, it's a Greek myth.
Your misery.
So it's not real, it's a myth.
Yeah, well, some people believe it's real, but it's a Greek myth about when they drained the Mediterranean Sea and then refilled it.
Wasn't there a film about it?
Atlantis.
Yeah.
There'll be a few films.
There will be a few
films. There's a TV show on now, isn't there? Thing is, the Atlantis in this context represents your... negative mind,
sure,
and your negative connotations on all parts of life, and I feel like that's starting to be drowned and replaced with an ocean of dreams.
I agree.
Okay, so
I certainly feel more positive.
The myth I just said is not real.
I definitely do feel a lot more positive now than when I did this time last year. But I think I know what that is down to be honest.
Tell us.
Semen!
I think it's down to the fact that having...
You've seen The Secret Life of Water Mitty.
That as well. I think having a passion...
Yeah.
...is a blessing. You know, having something that you're good at is a blessing, but also can be a bit of a curse.
Absolutely,
because
I agree.
When you know, I don't know.
This is my gift.
You know, some people say, you know, if you need to earn money because this is the real world that we live in and this kind of thing, get another job or whatever, and then do your thing on the side. And I think for some people it's easier to do that than others. I find it particularly hard if somebody says that because I'm like, yeah, but this is my path. I can't see myself doing kind of anything else. This is what I really, really, really want to do. Definitely last year, when there's no reward kind of coming in from that financially, that's the only way really that I can judge it. It's just a bit like, you know what, I'm going to have to get
it. Feels like a curse.
You
know,
yeah, it feels like a curse.
Because
it's
you
like,
can't get rid of it. I yeah. completely agree. I think we'd all agree
exactly.
with that in this room. And probably most of the people that I spend a lot of time with.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just that despite the last 2 years, especially around this time last year, and the year before, it was looking like, how much longer can I really hold out doing this? I know it was still early days.
We think that every day.
But yeah, well, there you are, yeah. But this year it's been, it's like...
something else.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Better and better.
So,
And there will be dips. And there will be troughs.
Absolutely. But that's the point.
But she will rise.
Absolutely. I'm fully aware that there will be dips rise. And there will be things like that. But you have to be realistic and think, okay, well, let's say I was actually... entirely supporting myself, could I actually afford to do that? And when the answer is no, it's a bit depressing.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But that's why the answer has to be unequivocally
yeah.
yes.